London's High Court will take centre stage this week. Prince Harry, or the Duke of Sussex, to give him his full title, will become the first British royal to appear in court since the 1890s. He's the most high-profile litigant in an action against Mirror Group newspapers, a case which involves over 100 others, including actors, sports stars and people connected to high-profile individuals. Joining us now is Julian Drucker, correspondent and presenter with Channel 5 News in the UK. Julian, can you first outline the background to this case?
Hi there. Yeah, this could be electrifying this week. Prince Harry's been talking for some time about his dislike of the press. He has talked about reforming the press being his sort of life's mission now. And, you know, we are going to see a sort of showdown with Fleet Street at some point this week, possibly today, more likely tomorrow, if the timetable changes when he gets into the witness box at the High Court. Today, though, we're going to hear from the lawyers about the specifics of his individual case. And, you know, the questions for the High Court really are, did the publisher of the Mirror and the Sunday Mirror and the People, did they hack Prince Harry's phone? Did they gather information unlawfully to use for stories? He says they did. They deny it very firmly. But as you say, yeah, for the first time since the 19th century, a senior royal is going to give evidence in court and to be cross-examined. And Harry's been in and out of courts for much of this year with other cases, but this is the first of these cases to get a full civil trial. So as I say, we will see him talk in a witness box. He'll be cross-examined. And, you know, we see him on TV being interviewed quite a lot over the last few years. This will be very different.
You say he'll be cross-examined. Does he face being grilled in the witness box? Or will anything be off limits in terms of what he can be asked in court?
No, he can be asked so many things, and, you know, so many people will be looking to see how he reacts when he is being cross-examined. I mean, this is all about 33 articles were in the newspapers. They were whittled down from about 140. But these are stories about when he was a child, about his mother, Princess Diana, things about sporting injuries when he was a teenager and in his 20s, relationships, his relationships with people before he was with his wife, Meghan. So, you know, it could be extremely tough. And I should say, you know, the actual newspaper is saying that, you know, there was no hacking going on. They have admitted it in one case, but otherwise they say these are trivial articles and they say that hacking simply didn't go on.
Now, the royal family has a motto, never complain, never explain. What's the royal family's view on Prince Harry's role in this case?
They haven't commented on this, but usually, as you say about complaining and explaining, it just doesn't go on at all. There's always been this feeling that Buckingham Palace have advised him, and this is what he was saying in these Netflix documentaries, was saying that he should just rise above it and see these articles as trivial, and that this is obviously the reason why they don't go to court. Because they could be cross-examined and it could be embarrassing, and that is why that this prospect this week, frankly, is just so electrifying.
So that prospect of embarrassment, does it create a wider divide between Prince Harry and the royal family then?
Well, this is a continuation of a theme we have seen over the last few years. It is not known, and based on these stories, it's not clear how much he will be referring to other members of the royal family, given that they were stories about him. But there's the likelihood of embarrassment for the sort of press operation at Buckingham Palace and Kensington Palace rather than individuals. So they will be watching this extremely closely this week. And as ever with anything, when Harry and Meghan speak, there will be collateral damage, and, you know, there will be perhaps some embarrassment for them as well.
Now, as you've alluded to earlier, Prince Harry has lived a large part of his life under the glare of the media and the tabloid. So why would he get involved in a case like this? Has he something to prove?
Well, he has said in his book that came out this year and in these TV documentaries that, as I say, this is all about reforming the press. This is now his sole mission. He has said, you know, he watched his mother die. She was obviously chased by paparazzi back in 1997. He wants to see an end to these types of stories. But, you know, MGN, Mirror Group newspapers, are saying that, you know, they didn't obtain these stories via hacking or that sort of thing. They're saying they got these stories from legally acquired information, you know, sources or exclusives and other newspapers, even briefings from royal staff, which could be very interesting if they have to give evidence about that. So, you know, ultimately a judge is going to have to decide who's right. But this plays into what Harry, you know, Harry's been saying for years now. He really strongly dislikes the British press.
Julian Drucker of Channel 5 News, thanks for joining us this morning.